This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Sunday, April 14th. I'm Sean Rice with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Colorado Springs police responded to a reported stabbing near the 4500 block of London Lane. This was just before 1 a.m. Sunday morning. According to Colorado Springs police, officers located a victim with several severe stab wounds when they arrived on scene. The victim was transported to a local hospital. Officers have not released the condition of the victim at this time. Officers located a suspect, 36-year-old Andres Luna Patios, in the area, and police say they were taken into custody without incident. Colorado Springs police were also dispatched to the 1300 block of Inverness Drive. This was just before 6:30 p.m. on Saturday evening following reports of a shooting. According to Colorado Springs police, officers there discovered that two groups of people were exchanging gunfire in that neighborhood. Police say the groups were shooting at one another and that it does not appear to be a random act of violence. At this time, no arrests have been made in relation to these shootings. Well, there is just one day left to file those taxes. Tomorrow is the big deadline. You could be eligible for an extension this year if you live or work in a federally declared disaster area. You'll also get more time as well. And the agency is extending the deadline to those who are affected by the October 7th Israeli terrorist attacks. If you owe and fail to file by the due date, the IRS will issue a 5% penalty for each month you are late. And if you file an extension by April 15th, you will have to wait until October 15th to file your taxes. Colorado Springs police responded to a reported shooting near the 700 block of Sequoia Drive. This was just after 9:30 p.m. on Saturday evening. According to Colorado Springs police, officers were able to determine through their investigation that three unidentified males walked up to the victim's vehicle and fired over 40 rounds, striking multiple vehicles and one residence in that area. Police say no one was injured as a result of the shooting, and the initial investigation indicates this does not appear to be a random act of violence. No arrests have been made in relation to this shooting. Thousands of suspected fentanyl pills are off the streets after police made an arrest in Pueblo, but they say they may need help bringing additional suspects to justice. According to the Pueblo Police Department, a special investigations division was on Duke Street trying to contact a man named Jaime Garcia. But when he saw police, Garcia then took off running. Police were able to catch up to him, then arrest him, finding a gun, cash, and over 2,600 fentanyl pills on his person. At the same time, officers noticed another car pull into the home where Garcia got out of. Police say there was another gun, more cash, and what appeared to be meth inside that car. Now police are looking for more information on those suspects. Garcia himself is facing multiple charges, including possessing a gun as a previous offender and unlawful distribution of a Schedule II drug, in this case, fentanyl. For more headlines, head on over to KRDO.com. I'm Sean Rice. Have a great Sunday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nick Carter. Got clear skies, very mild temperatures for this time of year. Temperatures cooling down into the 50s and 60s. We'll drop down to 45 tonight under clear skies. Light winds shifting from the southwest to the northwest after midnight. Then the winds pick up tomorrow for Monday. Red flag warnings will be in effect. High temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Winds gusting up to about 35 miles per hour. Very windy on Tuesday with rain showers. Wednesday through Friday, cooler with temperatures in the 50s. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings, KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons on KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.